I read an article online where a German guy in Germany went outside a grocery store and was scanning with his Bluetooth phone, trying to pair, and he noticed that all these addresses were coming up. And as the people walked by, the addresses would change. So he figured maybe this has something to do with the vaccine. I couldn't believe it, so I tried it for myself at work, and then I tried it sitting in traffic, and then I tried it at Walmart, and it worked everywhere there was people. Of course, it doesn't work with everybody, and it doesn't work with every vaccine for some reason. In fact, some types of vaccine, let's say for example the Pfizer, some people it works with, some people it doesn't. I don't know why, but this is a video I did at the park. So here I am with nobody around at first. So I look to one direction. See, I found nothing. So one part of the path, the other part of the path, and here I am in the middle. And then along comes somebody. A guy comes jogging. So I'm kind of waiting. You can see him up by my thumb there, jogging along. He doesn't see me. I have a little video camera, a handy cam pointed. There we go. One comes up. So he's getting closer. Oh, a couple more come up. This guy had three for some reason, and what looks like maybe are cordless headphones. So as he jogs by, you see. Then when he was gone, nothing came up. And here comes a second person. I was a little bit worried that they might think I'm weirdo filming them, so I kind of had the camera pointed down. Sorry about that. Okay, so two addresses came up, and in a second I'll show you who it was. It was a couple ladies, and one of them was looking at me like I was a little creepy. So there they are. I think they looked at me a couple more times. Then I did one more. Here comes a couple of people. So here I am sitting all alone, and nothing comes up. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And I keep scanning and scanning, and they get closer and closer and closer. Still not finding them. And of course, at this time, I was getting a little better at the camera, so I kind of kept it on the side, aimed at the phone, pretending I was scrolling through Facebook or something like that. Aha, and here comes one. So now I don't know how many of these come up. There's been cases where I know the person has had two shots and two addresses come up. And then sometimes only one comes up with that same person. And the numbers tend to change. Every few minutes they're different. So for a couple minutes they're the same and then they change. I don't know exactly why.
How come migrants are allowed to come into this country unvaccinated, but world-class tennis players are not?
You know,
I would like shortly to warn people from upcoming danger for humanity. The World Health Organization wants all countries to sign an agreement on handing over the authority to declare a pandemic, procure vaccine and drugs. It will be healthier and safer for humanity to sign agreement with the Colombian drug cartel. They know all about drugs for sure. During the COVID pandemic, World Health Organization only told lies. It should be declared a terroristic organization. They lied that is a new and novel virus that is possible to make an effective vaccine, that the vaccine is 82% effective, that it protects against serious illness and deaths, that all, of course, were foolish and lies. Today, World Health Organization is more dangerous for humanity than World Economic Forum. Thank you.
It's impossible to accomplish nothing in true prayer. For every moment you are praying, you are transforming. As you pray, you're looking unto Jesus. And as you focus on the Lord with the eyes of your heart, things within you begin to transform. Your flesh becomes weaker, your spirit becomes stronger. It's the transformation of your being because prayer is seeing Him. And as I see His glory, I reflect His glory, become like Him. I become a reflection of His light in the earth. That's what prayer does to you. It's looking unto Jesus, being transformed by the Holy Spirit, communing with God Himself, and having your very nature, your very being transformed. Warning, stop praying ungodly prayers. Anyone can pray, but only when you pray in alignment with the Holy Spirit are you praying true and godly prayers. The Bible warns us against praying for selfish gain. Of course, it's not wrong to ask God for provision and blessing, but if your prayer life is based on selfishness, you're praying in the flesh. The scripture also warns against worry. Worry is the flesh's powerless counterfeit for prayer, and many believers confuse worry for prayer. Don't pray from fear, pray from faith. Also, some believers pray from bitterness and hatred rather than blessing their offenders and enemies. Many Christians attempt to pray harm on others instead of obeying the scripture's command to forgive. Pray according to the will, word, and ways of Christ. Pray from the spirit and not from the flesh. Like if you agree and tell me in the comments, what are some other prayer mistakes that scripture warns against?
Regardless of what's going on in this world, it doesn't have to affect you because John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." We are not subject to what's going on in this world when we allow God to give us His peace that passes all understanding. Always know, if it's not unconditional love, it's not God. I want to invite you to watch our daily videos. God bless you richly.
Spine-chilling video uploaded by Instagram user Elkakui TV has sparked intrigue and debate among viewers as it appears to show a security guard interacting with unseen children inside of an unnamed hospital. The CCTV footage captures the security guard strolling down a hallway. We'll watch what happens. Balloons eerily follow the guard down the corridor, seemingly without any visible assistance. According to the guard, he saw two children sitting in the hallway seats and even exchanged a few words with them before giving them the balloons and continuing on his way. However, when a colleague in the security office reviewed the footage and contacted the guard over the radio, they were both baffled by the inexplicable event. The guard maintains that he saw and interacted with the children, leaving viewers to speculate about the nature of the incident. So could this be a case of ghostly apparitions or simply an uncanny coincidence? Let me know down below.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters, Sergey Lopez is a famous Spanish actor. Is he in the library here, or is he keeping the secret about the biblical world, about fame, fortune, and success, and most likely about Freemasonry? Because he's doing it again here. Is he keeping the secret, the vow of silence, the sign of Hippocrates, and Freemasonry? I ask this because he's hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. You don't have to like this. You don't have to fully understand it to know that this is not the way of God. This is not the way of Jesus Christ. Our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, was buried and resurrected 3 days later. According to the scriptures, this is how to be saved. Do you think he wants us to do secret occult, hidden in plain sight, signs and symbols, and to push satanic antichrist agendas? No, no, he does not. This really is something. It's not nothing. A lot of people don't understand it. A lot of people will defend this. There's many people in on this. I think there's even more people in the middle, unaware, and then there's Christians that go online and try and tell people the truth about Jesus and then about the fallen world. It's hard to do. A lot of people are very blinded, but let's pray for them that people wake up and understand that the world is fallen and Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, forever and ever. Amen.
Problems, right?
Yes.
How much pain do you need right now?
Oh, about a 10.
About a 10. Okay, this is great because God's going to heal you.
I believe that.
Okay, so I want you to stand up. Your knee's healed right now. Watch. Now walk around a little bit and let me know. He's bringing healing on that knee.
That is painful.
Okay.
That is painful.
Now be aware. Are you starting to feel a sensation in there or anything like that in your knee?
Yeah.
What are you feeling?
Like the pain. I feel the pain in it, but not as bad.
That's okay. Bad. He's bringing healing right now.
I believe that.
Amen.
I pray all time for healing.
Amen.
It's just swollen a bit, but it's okay.
Swollen's going away. Let it continue. So you said it's feeling numb now.
Yes.
On that area.
Yeah. I popped it the other day.
Wow.
Yeah. So you see the tendon in the back popped out of it.
Now the tendon is healing.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Better. Much better.
So if it was a 10 in pain, what is it now? How does it feel?
I would say maybe about a 5.
A 5 going. Let's keep it moving. God's still moving on it. You still feel that numbness in there?
Yeah.
So that numbness is, he's healing it. He's taking the pain away.
I believe that.
Praise the Lord, all of it.
I believe, I love opera. I love opera. I think the angels sing opera.
Amen. You know why they're playing this, though, right?
No, I don't.
It's, they found out that, they did a study, that homeless people, it drives them away.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it attracts me.
No, I love it.
I do, too. What's your name?
Dustin.
Pastor Dustin. I'm Sandra Smith.
Amen. Nice. Amen.
What church you at?
Street ministry. This is what I do. Like I said, I make testimonies of God because people don't believe, right? They'll believe in the Bible, right? Some people, right?
That's how I started.
They don't believe in healing. They don't. They're like, that's only when Jesus Christ walked, not for me, right? And then look, you're starting to, something's happening.
The power's within you.
Holy Spirit.
The same power that was in him, he gave to us.
Amen. The same power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead lives inside of us.
Amen.
That dunamis power.
That's right.
That's why I was asking you, how do you feel now? Looks like it's getting better and better as we're talking.
Much better.
So it is still.
I'm not limping.
I know. It is still a 5.
Like a 3.
A 3. Woo! You still feel numbness.
Yes.
Wow. So that numbness or any kind of sensation like that is the healing virtue of God, right? That means he's healing that area.
I believe it.
So kind of like if you went to a doctor.
Well, I'm on my way today. I'm supposed to go back because I'm not contagious. It's a mosquito bite.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to get some calamine lotion. But I was worried about my knee because I popped it to like 2 times, you know, in a row kind of deal.
You're worried about it. God sent somebody.
And look.
Look at the swelling's down.
And look.
Damn.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, I don't know me, but I'm telling you, my knee was hurting bad.
Jesus.
But it's going. Oh, look at this. I'm still a little bit, but not like I was. Yes.
Well, we're also on a steep incline too.
It's healing. It's not hurting me like I was almost in tears a little while ago.
Wow.
But it's much better, much better.
Wow, look at that.
And
the swelling doesn't look like
this. And look at the tendon. Look at the tendon in the back. Can you see the tendon on the back? See where it's popped out?
Yep, and
it was popped out way worse than that.
So it's going completely in, all of it.
Yes. And I believe it, I receive it.
Amen.
That's right, that's right. Ooh.
Now you're even doing that. Look at that. That's how you know you're getting healed, because no one told you to do that. You're doing it on your own. Yeah. You're like, you know what? I'm healed. Let me move my leg around. This is awesome.
And the little tender still, see, I got to swim over here, but it's okay. It's just where I'm
It's completely going. As they went, they were healed, right? So like as this is happening, his healing virtue's on you. Like what I was saying was like that numbness, it's kind of like in the natural, if you went to the doctors and they gave you something to numb the pain as they're working on you. So he's numbing it as he's working on you.
He is.
Okay,
and you know, that's why he turned around and told the paraplegic, or told the guy that couldn't walk, the guy that couldn't see. You see, you know, he put mud on his eyes and moved it.
Amen.
And he could see, and he was blind. So I believe in that power today.
I'm going to, look at that, that's amazing. I'm going to ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit now.
Yes.
Get a fresh feeling. So let me see your hand.
Yes.
Close your eyes, relax.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, I ask that you fill her, just wait. Fill her, give her a drink of the new wine. Jesus Christ said, all who are thirsty, come to me and drink. 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 And every wicked spirit that's been coming against you, coming against your health, your body, your mind, your life, I command them to go right now. Right now. All of it, go. Go. Hey, go and be healed right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill her. Fill her. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
He
loves
great.
You.
He's awesome.
You're awesome. Sandra, I'm Dustin.
Yes.
God bless you.
Remember your name.
I'll come back through and see how you're doing. If you need anything to eat or anything inside the store, I'll buy it for you.
I would sure like something to drink.
Let's go. I'll get it for you.
Oh, well, I ain't got my shoes on. Look, I can move it on my mind like this. Look,
wow, you couldn't do that before. Hey, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
That's amazing.
He's still in the work of miracles today.
Amen.
You ever heard that song, I'm Just Nobody?
Yep. Well, no, I haven't heard the song, no.
You've never heard
it? I tell people that, though. I say, I'm just nobody. Jesus Christ
I'm
is somebody,
somebody
in me.
Because in him, I know who I am.
Amen. Oh, yeah, I heard that song. Yes, that's a good song.
Yes. Thank you so much, but thank you for some water, but soda be nice.
Get soda and water. Get whatever you want.
I came back over here to see my friend. I think he's all good.
God bless you, man.
I tell you, this is the music of the angels.
Yeah.
I love opera. I used to torture him like the angels, but they didn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
I fell in love with it. Look at that.
Walking
look
good.
At that. I swear to you, I swear I couldn't do that before.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at that.
You're walking fast.
Look at that.
You're walking faster than me.
Boy, look at that.
Hallelujah.
I am all right. Praise Jesus. That's what you do. You praise the name. And when you go through something, that's when you praise the toughest. I believe that.
Hey, you're right.
That.
Oh, yes. You will wish to have a name. Sergeant, what? 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 What?